You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney. And hey, if you're not following me on social media, that's where you follow me, at I am Sean Mulroney. And you need to follow me. Come on. What are you waiting for? I need you to follow me. Come on. I'm sharing my journey. I'm sharing truths of what I've learned over the years. And I'm happy you're here. As you can tell, I have a cold. Yes, I have a cold. My girls got it, then passed it to my wife, then she passed it to me, and it's just lovely. So I'm going to go through this. That's why I'm not going to stay too long, because I got this truth that I want to convey. It's from my heart, and I really want you to get this, to see where I'm coming from. But, you know, the Obesity Revolution, of course, podcast is brought to you by the Obesity Revolution. And like I said, we have the four pillars that we always try to get to people to understand on how we stand. And where that's at is that, number one, we want to identify. You know, the problems are there. If we don't identify them, and then we educate because of the identification. And then we inspire. We want to, you know, teach people how they can inspire other people. And we want to inspire people that obesity and the stigmas that's surrounding it, that we need to create that awareness and kill the assumptions. And we also, lastly, we want to execute. You know, it's one thing to know, it's another thing to do it. So that's what we're here for. And I want to get right into this episode, and just bear with me. It's, you know, with my cold, but this is from my heart today. I always give it from my heart. And, you know, everything that we experience makes up our story. Our story is important. You know, times, you know, and the triumphs that we have, the strife that we face over the years, create who we are and how we see ourselves. And a lot of times we beat ourselves up because of things that happen to us that are out of our control. You get that? I don't understand, you know, in this day, and I did it, I beat myself up because of things that happened to me when I was a kid, okay? And I didn't do that. I mean, my innocence was lost. And you that are struggling with things and you know, in from your past, you know, you can't, you know, let your past hold you down when your future wants a better version of you. Because no part of your past that's not your fault. Well, there's things in my past that are my fault. Don't get me wrong. I'm not just a victim, you know, syndrome. I'm not shifting blame. I know what I've done, but here, let me tell you. I was verbally abused throughout, you know, most of my childhood by my stepfather. Now, I truly loved him and looked up to him, but it was rough on me, the abuse, the mental abuse, the verbal abuse, okay? I was sexually abused by a neighbor for 2 to 3 years that I can remember. It was a long period of time. At that time, it seemed like it was forever, okay? And it still affected me. I used to think I was the one to blame. I used to beat myself up over that. And, you know, my dad died when I was 6 of cancer, and that devastated me. You know, at 6, I didn't even understand, 1977. I didn't even understand what death was totally. But I knew that I wasn't going to see my dad anymore. And I was the youngest of five, and I was really close with my dad. I'd go to work with him. He owned a welding shop. I was a shadow. I would shadow him everywhere. And I didn't know how to cope with all this. So I figured, you know, it out. So, you know, I didn't know how that I, you know, could put these pieces of the puzzle together that took me down a dark, dark road, okay? Now, this is what I survived, and this is how I endured everything I went through, okay? And this is going to end on a positive. I'm telling you this because this is my story. And more than that, my obesity, my fat, tells a story. Every piece of fat that I have on me, every bit of fat, tells a story. This is my grief from when my dad died. And right now, I'm pointing at my stomach right now. That's the grief that I faced from what I endured. And the grief, this is the grief that I go through right here. And I'm pointing to my arm right now where that fat is. That's my fat tells a story. And this is the deepest pain from being sexually abused. Because my fat everywhere you see tells a story. This is my sorrow of not feeling good enough to stop my stepfather from the relentless verbal abuse. Now, this is my addiction to drugs. My fat. Every piece of fat that I have tells that story. Here's alcohol that I abused over the years. This is comfort food that I had a bad relationship with because I chose to eat my feelings since I did not know how to deal with them. My fat has a story. And I didn't know how in the world I was going to deal with it. See, I say this all the time. My obesity does not define me. But others define me every day because of my obesity. And the same goes for you. And every one of you that are listening, your fat tells your story. It just didn't get there. Yeah, we overate. We ate bad. We consumed the wrong kinds of food. But you can't beat yourself up over it. You got to do something about it now. Now that you know and figure out what your story is, you need to treat that. I had to treat my mental health. I had to get my mind in shape. And see, what if I told you years ago I was injured in an accident and I was in a lot of pain, okay? And during my 6-month rehabilitation, I had to take pain medication. But after 6 months, I still needed the meds. My body needed the medication. And then I became addicted. For 10 years, I struggled with my addiction. You would have compassion for me for fighting to get clean from prescription pain meds. But I tell you, my relationship or my injury is obesity. People have no compassion for me. People look at me with disgust. I'm judged, and it makes me feel worthless. My abuses led to my obesity. Food was my comfort. My fat tells a story. Like track marks of a heroin addict or the sick liver of an alcoholic. Obesity is about injuries sustained over a period of time. I'm bearing my heart with you, and I'm telling you, you can do this. We got this. We can get through that. We can beat obesity. We can change the collective view of obesity. And see, I am a bodybuilder, but I built it with the wrong materials. I was not a carnivore. I was a carbivore. And all because I was forced to endure things that no kid should have to. And I'm pretty sure you did too. I'm talking to every one of you that listen to this. It's time to get help and strength and become a part of a community. And that's what the obesity revolution is. My story and turned in where my pain turned into a platform. My mess turned into a message. And so can yours. Because your obesity does not define you. It tells a story. Let's do our best to make sure our story has an ending full of triumph, compassion, and victory. And remember this, get healthy, stay healthy, and you are the best part of the obesity revolution. I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.